There's been lots of parsing today of last night's court filing from special counsel Robert Mueller, calling for no prison time for President Trump's former national security advisor Michael Flynn because of Flynn's substantial assistance that he provided the Mueller team. Flynn pled guilty a year ago to lying to investigators about his communications with then-Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak about easing sanctions with Russia. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson joins us now. So, Carrie, that term, substantial assistance, do we know with what? Because this is an investigation into Russian interference in the U.S. election and possible collusion with the Trump campaign in doing that. But
Robin, we know a little more than we did before this court filing late last night from the special counsel team. We know that Flynn has been enormously helpful to government investigators with respect to the central focus of Robert Mueller's investigation, which is whether there was coordination or links between the Trump campaign and Russian officials. The special counsel filing last night said Flynn provided firsthand information about the content and context of interactions between the Trump transition and Russian government officials. Of course, he was the point man for the transition in dealing with the then Russian ambassador. Mm-hmm. And he was in an unusual position to be able to tell special prosecutors who knew what and when. Flynn was one of the first people the Mueller team approached for cooperation, and their filing last night disclosed that Flynn started cooperating almost immediately with this investigation.
Well, also that he sat for 19 interviews with investigators, and not just firsthand insight, but long-term. Look, it also revealed this filing that Flynn is helping with, as we mentioned, other investigations. No details, though. Lots of bars, lots of redactions. So what's the thinking about what that means?
Well, I talked with a former special prosecutor person, Peter Zeidenberg, a lawyer in Washington who worked for our former special prosecutor Pat Fitzgerald. He said 19 meetings is not nothing. And he also pointed out Michael Flynn was not the coffee boy here, as President Trump's legal team has derided other folks who were cooperating with this investigation. Michael Flynn was the national security advisor in the White House for 24 days and in close contact with the Trump transition in late December before the inauguration, with people like presidential son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner and National Security Deputy KT McFarland and others. As for the other investigations, they are redacted. We do know that Flynn is helping with some kind of unspecified criminal investigation. We don't know what that is, but prosecutors have said that Flynn's cooperation has not yet fully borne fruit. He may be helping with so many things that they may not be resolved by the time Flynn is sentenced in December, on December 18th, to be specific.
Oh boy, a lot going on. The longtime associate of the president's, Roger Stone, said yesterday he's going to invoke the Fifth Amendment in response to that request from Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee to hand over documents connected to the Russia investigation. By Friday, we're supposed to get more from the Mueller team on how President Trump's former campaign chair, Paul Manafort, violated his plea agreement. Remember, we heard last week that he lied. And then there's Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who last week said he lied about Donald Trump's knowledge of a possible Trump Tower deal with Moscow during the campaign. So in just the half a minute we have, what are you expecting?
I expect we're going to find out a lot more about why the Paul Manafort plea deal blew up and what he lied about. I also expect we're going to find out how helpful Michael Cohen has been to this ongoing investigation. But you're talking about redactions, Robin, and I do think that a lot of key matters are going to remain secret, will be redacted in these court filings on Friday.
The black bars. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, thank you.
My pleasure.